This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 250 for Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
250, is that like 4 years worth of doing this?
Five. And I thought I was bad at math.
Coffee.
And yet, it seems like just yesterday.
Just yesterday, we were sweating in our house in the middle of the summer.
It's so sexy.
Wearing headphones.
Oh my God, I hated those. Those big, giant, heavy headphones. We'd get done, and some of our early podcasts were long. And my ears would be bright red. They were, and sometimes you could hear the neighbor mowing his yard or yelling at her kids.
The train or the dog barking. Or
this is way better.
This is better, yes, absolutely.
But so, you know, I look back, you can see my hair grew, I cut it, you can see.
I lost hair.
That's the kids. You could tell when we rearranged offices. Well, I moved my desk, so the
yes.
I love it. It's kind of fun to go back and look and see the evolution of things.
It's kind of fun. You won't allow me to play them. We'll be in the car.
I don't like the sound of my own voice.
Okay.
I think I sound goofy.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, God. You promised it would be funny this time.
It's funny.
You swear?
I swear.
Okay, go ahead.
What lies at the bottom of the ocean and twitches?
I'm afraid to ask.
A nervous wreck.
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, for funny and not. Okay, I'm ready. That wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad. Yeah, that's good. Nervous wreck. All
right. Nervous wreck. It twitches?
It twitches, yeah. I don't know.
All right.
We got some cool stuff on its way or here, and you've got this huge stack of stuff here that I'm actually interested in checking this out, so we got to get through it so I can take one.
So you can play?
Yeah, I think
well,
so.
Well, we have to pack, so you're not going to have time to play.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay, but this first thing is kind of cool, and then we're going to go off on a tangent. You ready?
Go ahead.
All right, so the Retro 51 Winter Wonderland Popper was just announced and should be arriving later this week. Really cool. They do such a great job. They're so creative. This is really cute. A couple years ago, they did the Twinkle, and that was kind of a little fancier. Mm-hmm. This one's just really
just a standard cute retro.
Cute. White background with little, not cartoony, but little Christmas
stuff.
Activities and people, it's really just adorable. They always do such a great job. And so I think I might have to have one.
Well, you usually keep.
I know. I usually
the
keep
Christmas
one.
Ones.
And they usually send us a special. Nope. So anyway. But, you know, it occurred to me this morning that.
You've been right along.
I'm not a fan of winter.
Just this morning it occurred to you. Really?
I moved up from Tampa 9 years
ago. Just this morning. What tipped you off?
And I don't like being cold. But I really like Christmas music. So I'm thinking on the trip to Detroit, isn't there like a Christmas music station on Sirius?
I bet you there is.
All Christmas music, all 500 miles back and forth. What do you think?
What are you going to do after 10 miles? Okay.
When we first moved up, the kids were not thrilled. See, I'm funnier than you are. The kids were not thrilled with how cold it was. So every time it was really cold or it would snow, whenever we'd come down in the morning, we'd start singing some Christmas song. And it would annoy the heck out of the kids, and we would really enjoy it. But I really like Christmas music.
Good. Awesome.
So there
you go. I'll do the legwork and I'll find the Christmas channel for you then.
All right. So. And you can continue to do the shoveling and the snow blowing because that makes
you
me
betcha.
Happy.
You betcha.
All right. So anyway, the new Retro 51 Winter Wonderland going back to reality. Really cute design. I don't remember off the top of my head how many they made.
Not enough.
They never make enough.
This one's a nice one.
Yeah.
So I like it. So right. What else you got?
You got a big pile of stuff here. I have this big stack of paper that I'm not going to share with you. New Tomoe River.
You're not getting your Christmas present.
They're on my desk. Well, the boxes are on my, oh, crap.
New right. Tomoe River
New
paper.
Tomoe River in the new 68-gram weight in loose sheets in white and cream. So now
that's cool. 68's cool, you know, because...
it's a little heavier.
A little heavier. If you don't like the 52, this is, it doesn't show through as much. You can actually maybe use both sides of the page. It's nice.
And...
that's cool.
Dot. In the 52, you've got dot. In the 5 mil dot in cream and white. These are cool. I hope we have one open. I wanna
play sure. I'm sure Mr. Paper's got one open right now. So
is that approved?
I will.
Does he check or does he just assume and then
nobody
does
checks.
He share the
nobody
love?
Nobody checks.
All right. So anyway, New Tomoe River. I'm excited. It's nice to see something a little bit different.
68 is going to be nice.
The 52 makes me nervous.
Why?
I'm always afraid I'm going to tear it.
Well,
know.
Well, then you got to use the 68.
I do.
You know,
I do. I'm excited.
50% heavier.
Isn't that some like paper towel?
See, I got that math right. I got that math right. Right? 50%. 52 times 0.5 is
26
plus 52 is. Well, it's not quite
it's
58.
Not. So you got to work on that math again. Marimon B5 notebook.
That's I'm not going to get into B5 versus
no, I
gotta B6.
I got to phone a friend for that stuff. These are cool.
It's a nice size, actually.
I love the cover. I love that it's a nice plastic. It's kind of firm.
Rugged.
Yep. Ooh, rugged. I like that. No, there's nothing in my coffee. I love that paper. Just feel that.
That is nice. It's very smooth.
So
very
soft.
Smooth.
This would almost make a really terrific planner. I have this thing with planners. It's a problem. But it's got three sections per page with
lined.
Title and date.
Date.
Perforated.
Date, number,
I love
title on the top.
Perforated paper. Love it, love it, love it. So this is really cool. I don't know when we got this. Nobody tells me anything anymore.
You ordered it.
I don't
you
order
approved,
that.
You approved the order.
I don't look at it. Kim says I'm ordering this. I'm like, okay. I shouldn't say that out loud.
It's a
and they're going to start ordering all sorts of crazy stuff. And then these new Clairefontaine Flying Spirit. These are really cool. I'm excited about these. Check out the back. There's a butterfly. There's a feather. Oh, balloons. I like that one. That.
It's nice.
These are
look
cool.
At that. Look at that. Nice stitching on the,
so there
the spine there.
A stitched binding, and then the inside, you've got an extra flap that can mark either, that can work like a bookmark, or it can tuck papers behind. It can keep everything.
That's a great
nice
bookmark, actually.
I know, that's why I said it.
Ivory paper, 90 gram. Just keep going.
Super nice. Now, the designs on the back, they come random to us, and they will ship random to you.
You never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get. Life is an adventure.
And then there's a different one.
Oh, look, the dandelion.
That's cool. I like that one.
Look at these. These are very cool. So, super excited. This is, I got to put my glasses on for this. Different paper or no?
That's a 90 gram. It's just a bigger notebook with no bookmark.
Oh, that's tragic. Well, these are cool. I like these a lot.
It's nice. Looks good. Something
and,
different.
And you can't go wrong with Clairefontaine paper. Again, super smooth, just terrific with fountain pens. Also very good with rollerballs, ballpoints, and pencils.
All those other things.
All those
other writing instruments that we carry.
We do have, and sometimes you even use a ballpoint.
Once in a great while.
Or a roller
ball. I do. I've got one or two, maybe three.
Do I hear four?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, what else? This was fun.
This week, we pushed out the Mont Blanc that we picked up in Ohio.
Yes.
So, nicely, gently used Mont Blanc, 149, 146, 144, 144R, which is the Burgundy fountain pens. Some of them older, some of them newer, 90s, a couple of them from the 70s and 80s.
That Burgundy is to die for.
It's nice. It's nice.
They're I have nice. One. I don't know what nib is on mine, but...
You don't need another one. They all look alike.
Hmm.
But they're all different.
So when you want one, they're all different. When I want one, they're all the same. Yes. I will remember that. Now, these are great.
146 with open, clear blue ink window, single tone nib. 146 with an 18 karat bicolor nib, which is basically French market, which is unusual.
You sound a little too excited about that.
Those 146s are really cool. Really cool.
All right. The
149s are nice. Brass piston mechanism.
Don't you have enough?
Anyway.
Apparently the answer is no. There's one more you want.
And they write, there is. And they're very nice writers. I tested them all myself. Filled them up. They're great. They're really super great. So if you're looking for a used, gently used Mont Blanc, we have 149s, 146s, 144s, and 144Rs. So
the place and the time to snag one.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
all right.
It's all good stuff. It was a lot of fun working with those, cleaning those up.
Should I have counted how many went into the queue and then how many came out? I thought there were 12.
No, actually there were 9 fountain pens.
And that's how many went in or came out?
That's how many there are currently. There are 9.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So, tomorrow. And actually we will probably take these with us.
Yes.
To the Michigan Pen Show in Detroit.
You know, I gotta say, this whole Detroit Pen Show is really messing with me, because usually it's in October, and now it's the weekend before Thanksgiving, so my schedule is all screwed up. Nice, fun, low-key, friendly show. This one's a pretty easy one. It's 500 miles each way. Friday from 3 to 7?
3 to 7, I think,
and then
yep.
Saturday, I think, 10 to 5. So, small club show with a few of us traveling in for the show. But
yeah, you got folks like us, Bill Weekly goes, Ryan Krusak.
I don't know, I haven't. We should follow up.
He might be coming. So, I mean, you got a couple of folks that travel from around the country, but a lot of the club guys, though, but a lot of those guys in that club have a lot of pens.
They do.
Wow. I mean, their spread is just, it's like a little
impressive.
Mini Sarge. It's insane.
Yeah.
I remember one year I was buying pens by the bag there.
Yeah, you don't do that anymore. No, it's a good group of guys. They've got a good club. Friendly, happy. It's a good show. It's a good show.
So if you're in the area, please do stop out in... say hi, come and see the show. There's always something to look at. And with a little bit lower traffic, it gives you more time to actually talk with folks. And you know, some of the bigger shows, it's pretty busy. So
not as crazy, not as
interactive.
No, I was going to say not as dangerous. Like nobody's bumping into you. And
I mean, it gets a little busy on Saturday. But it's
not like D.C. or Dallas or, you know.
Yeah.
It's not uncomfortably... crowded.
Yep.
It'll be a nice way to end the year.
Yep. Friday, Saturday, we're home Sunday. We get to see our good friend Jason.
Yes.
Who's coming in, we're probably going to drive right alongside him somehow. Because he's coming into Milwaukee about 12:30.
So we can wave bananas while Jason's driving.
Yeah. So we get to have a little pen meetup on Sunday. So that's going to be fun. I know he's got some new sailors that he purchased online I told him to bring, so we'll see.
Jason works for us at a couple of the shows, and he and Liz are just awesome, awesome people.
So,
can't wait to see them.
So that's coming on, and then next week...
It is a crazy busy week. We get back Sunday. We see Jason and Liz on Sunday. The Appleton Christmas Parade is Tuesday night before Thanksgiving.
And that is billed as the largest nighttime Christmas parade in the Midwest.
That's what you sold it to me as.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's big.
Last year, now our kids are older. They're 22 and almost 24. We used to go to the parade when we first moved here, and they really don't have any interest. So last year, we decided we were going to stay and do a little work, and our window in our office overlooks the main Ave, so we can see it go by. And we thought, you know, that'd be fun. Mentioned it to a couple of our staff who had little kids or younger children. You know, if you want a clean bathroom or someplace to warm up, we're going to be here. And then a couple people said they were going to pop in. And then I decided, since we were going to be here, longer, I might as well just make chili in the crock pot here so that we could eat. And long story short, every single employee and every single family member came back, and we had this semi-impromptu party.
It was this huge party. Upstairs, downstairs.
Upstairs, here in the offices, downstairs in the store, a little of both, a little back and forth. So we just decided we're just going to do it again. There's no point in...
Watch nobody show up this year.
Oh, my God. Well, then we're going to have keto chili all to ourselves. I have a feeling somebody will show up because we're going to put the crock pot out in the front lobby. Everybody will show up because they're going to want food because it's going to annoy them all day. But the Christmas parade's cool. And then 2 days later is Thanksgiving. And apparently in my
house... That's next week?
Yes. A week from tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We get back 2 days later, party, parade, 2 days later. Apparently it's cheat day in our house.
Potatoes. Mashed potatoes.
Crescent rolls.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I don't know how well the keto will fare on Thursday. Turkey's safe.
Turkey's safe.
Oh, and the gravy is good.
Gravy's good.
Yeah. So there we go. That's all we're having, turkey and gravy. End of show.
Stuffing?
Brian's going to kill me. I got stuffing.
You got stuffing.
So Thanksgiving, Garrett, our son will be there, Eric will be there, you and I, and I believe Lindsay's coming.
Okay.
So we'll have the whole family together. That'll be fun.
To move the table.
Excellent. And then right after that, we are into retail Christmas season. So what's cool about, what's the date today?
Today's the 15th.
What's tomorrow?
16th.
You know what tomorrow is?
We're driving to Detroit?
I think tomorrow is our official store opened 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
For the first time. I think so.
I should know this.
I should. 4 years ago, it was a Saturday.
That was a scary day.
Oh, my God. I hope this thing works out because...
That was really scary because people are coming in and then, like, we thought we had it down, but... People came up with stuff. I'm like, oh, I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
Like stupid things. Like maybe we ought to put a sign up that tells you how much the paper is. You know, yeah. I mean, things like that. But
it, you know, it's been an interesting evolution. But the store will be 4 years old.
4 years old. All right.
This weekend.
Cool.
And then so this weekend, next weekend after Thanksgiving, is Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and somewhere in there, our anniversary of the store.
Anniversary.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, you jumped ahead on the list.
I did, so go ahead.
So last week we had, was it last week? Yes. Last week we had a visit from our Schaefer and Cross rep. Some interesting stuff coming out for the season.
Some of it's really cute.
Some of it's cute, yeah. It's, you know, I mean, I just go out there and say Cross is not super innovative. You know, they do a lot of things, and they do them fairly well.
Classic,
and they stick with yes,
elegant.
You know, they're doing the Star Wars thing.
Yeah, I you're right. I wouldn't call them innovative. They're classic.
Well, they've got some new. They've been doing the Star Wars thing for a couple of years now, and of course they keep continuing doing that. But they've moved it over into the Schaefer line. And so there are some pretty entry-level Schaefer fountain pen and roller balls.
That are adorable.
Yes. The R2-D2 is just...
You really like that.
I like
I'm
that one.
I'm going to put that in your stuff.
I like it.
You're going to get R2-D2.
It looks like R2-D2. I mean, it's really cool. R2-D2 Yoda, and I forget what the third one is, but Stormtrooper,
know.
I think, or something like
Boba
that.
Boba Fett. Stormtrooper, I don't know.
We saw so many Star Wars things because they've got new Townsends.
Yep.
With Star Wars on it, there's
which we did not.
Han Solo, Chewbacca. We can get any of them, but
Boba Fett.
But these Schaefers are really nice. They come
just
with.
It's fun to say Boba Fett.
You can get little pouches for them. They make good little stocking stuffers. I'm just going right over
I
that.
I know.
But they're cute. They're cute. So finally that, and we're picking up some Townsends, which are nice. I really like the Townsend.
You have been saying that for years.
I
really
have
like
been.
The Townsend.
The last year I got this thing.
So now you can have a ballpoint. That blue is pretty.
The blue is nice, yeah. The blue Townsend, really, they ought to do more blue. Really, every blue they do is really excellent.
Yep.
You know, they've done it in the Century 2. They've done it in the Peerless, ATX. All the blues they do are excellent. They're amazing. They ought to do more. They ought to do a green. That would really just that might blow their mind. But anyway, so we had that visit last week. That was fun.
Now we're just waiting for the stuff to come in.
AP Santa. Letters to AP Santa are coming in. We got a pretty big stack.
Yes. These are fun to read. And yes, we actually read every single one. We don't just delegate that. Some of these are fun. My best advice would be, Dear Santa. A couple people just like...
Sent a list. Okay.
Santa likes a little, you know, love.
Give Santa some love.
Some really fun things, some really creative pictures, some drawings. We got some great stuff. This is a fun time for us when we get to give some stuff away.
And we get to pick. I'm going to send a letter in. Can I send a letter in?
No. You would be disqualified.
What if I... Joe Bob? No.
No. You'd be disqualified. I would recognize your handwriting.
Would you now?
I would.
What if I wrote with my left hand?
Well, then we couldn't read it. So anyway, the anniversary giveaway...
You jumped ahead. AP Santa. Yeah, so that detail's on the blog.
Yes.
Send it in. Send in your list. We'll pick...
We'll pick some things.
Pick some things and send them
out. One, two, all, who knows.
We'll wrap them up and get them out to you.
Choose wisely.
Before... You should have them so you can put them under the...
Before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
Yes. All right. And the anniversary.
Anniversary. Who came up with that? Steph? Steph came up with the anniversary?
Yeah. Back from when it was her... Employment anniversary, and then we all just started using it.
It's just the anniversary.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Okay, so what about it? What are we doing?
We're giving stuff away.
Yes.
Do we sell pens here, or do we just give stuff away?
Well, according to the creative team, we just give stuff away.
Jeez. This year it's Lamy.
Yes.
Lamy 2000. I mean...
Who doesn't love a Lamy 2000?
What's not to love there? Yeah, so...
I don't have one.
If I can't send in an AP Santa thing, you can't sign up for the anniversary giveaway. So stay tuned for details on the anniversary giveaway. Great pen. I've got one. I picked one up many years ago in Philadelphia. Got myself a nice...
So you have one, but I can't have one?
Why do I do this? Subject myself to this torture. Yes. 250 times I've done this.
5 years. Just shy of five years.
It would be 260.
I know. Look at that. You can do math.
I got math the third time. I got it.
So giving something away. We're giving a lot of stuff away this week, this month. This month and next month. That's exciting.
Our accountant loves it. All right.
It's fun. It's fun to give stuff to people. It's fun to see how excited they get. It's fun to see what other people want. Like a couple of the AP Santa letters were nothing but ink. And you're like, I would just love one bottle. Like, dream a little bigger, people. A little bit bigger. But it's fun to see what people have on their grail list, their fantasy pen list, their I've never tried it, but I always wanted to list. So, anyway.
Cool. Question of the week.
Take it away.
I get to open it. I get to answer the question this week. Well, look at that. It's upside down.
You open it, I answer. Don't stab me with that thing. It's got a crown on it.
I have no idea what this is.
I do.
Oh, this is easy.
I know. That's why I get the...
Come on. Who asked this question? Can you list the pen shows you attend in the order in which they occur each year, starting with 2008?
That is not what's in there. You... No. Yes and no, because they change sometimes.
Okay,
so,
well, what are they going to be for 2018?
You know, I just looked at that. One of the weird things that we do is we don't actually keep track of dates by month. It's by show. So instead of January, we have Philly. So it's either before Philly or after Philly in January.
Well, it took me a while to realize that I was doing that. And then I don't know if we were at a show and we're like, well, you know, it was Chicago. What? And then you had to explain it to me like, oh, what? That means this May.
Yeah.
First weekend of May.
In January is the Philadelphia Pen Show. In February is the LA Pen Show.
Two for two.
Excellent. Usually in March
And these are the ones we attend, so.
Yes, but okay. Sometimes they change. Usually March is Baltimore and Long Island, although this year Long Island is going to be in April.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
But generally March is Baltimore and Long Island.
Okay.
April is usually Atlanta.
Yep.
Which is a really glorious drive. We leave and it's kind of still a little snowy or kind of muddy and gray. And as we go further south, it gets greener and greener and pretty. And we get to Atlanta and there are flowers and it's like
40 degrees.
Generally warmer, so it's heaven. May is Chicago at the beginning. And at the very end, it kind of straddles May and June, is the Raleigh Penn Show.
Okay.
Triangle Penn Show.
How many is that now?
3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
2018, I'm super excited about this. In the end of June, mm-hmm, early July, mm-hmm, is the St. Louis Penn Show. This is a brand new one that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm as excited about St. Louis as I was about Denver. I think it's going to have that fresh
yes,
vibe to it. And it's not that far, so.
No.
All things considered?
No.
And a good time of the year.
Yes. Excellent. And it's your birthday weekend. I'm sure there will be a pen involved.
Yeah. Look at that.
That could be good for
you. I always get a pen on my birthday, though.
So.
It's like nothing new.
We have the month of July off, and then August, the beginning is D.C. The end of August is San Fran, and then September is Dallas. Usually, in October is Detroit, but it's different this year, and Denver. And then Columbus is in November, and then nothing in December. So that's
13?
Or 18, I'm not sure. 13. There are a couple others that occur, like Boston is a one-day show. Yep. I think Portland is a one-day show. We don't do those. Miami.
Miami
we did
July.
A couple years ago, but I got to tell you, I lived in Florida for 20-some-odd years. I can't do Miami in July. I just can't do it.
And Little Rock in, when is, the Little Rock kind of bounces around. It's in March,
sometime
April.
Sometime in March, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't do that.
One year we did do Baltimore, Little Rock, and Long Island all back to back to back and almost died or got divorced or something.
Well, you know, we'll never get divorced now because we made it through those three.
It was just a lot of travel, work, unpack, re-inventory, repack. It was
basement days, though, of the store.
Oh, my God. That was,
a long time ago. But, it was rough. I mean, we had, like, some of those days, we had 2 days off in between shows.
Yes. So. And that was like laundry and groceries. That was
pretty much, yeah. Unpack, add more stuff.
Unless they add new ones, it's nice to have December off. Nobody really wants to travel in December. You've got the holidays, and too many people are doing family things. So I'm glad that everyone is keeping to that.
There's not much room for any more pen shows. I know there was talk about having something in the Northwest, but there's no time for
it.
You got to have it at the right time. You can't do it the same weekend as another show, or you're automatically not going to get other people. So,
and not that many people can do two shows back to back weekends.
Yeah, even 2 weeks apart.
Atlanta and Long Island are back to back this year in April. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, something could be back-to-back with Chicago.
That would be all right.
Just because that's close. But other than that.
All right.
So there you go. Pen shows. Come see us. They're fun.
Anything else?
Ask Brian what I didn't let him buy.
At any given pen show. It's a pretty long laundry list. Anyway, I think that's it for this week.
We have to go pack.
Thanks so much for joining. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, paper, and the post-Michigan pen show review.
Yes. We'll tell you all about it. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, nib noobs, and all sorts of other fun things. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.